It's Tuesday, April 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Solon. Three things to know today. More usage of data to track social interactions, this time from Facebook. Discrepancies shown in online learning due to internet access. And Ingram Micro warns of fraud. This is the Business of Tech. More reports on the use of cell phone data to analyze the pandemic. Despite the data saying Americans are uncomfortable with this usage, it is happening already. Adding to the previously reported Google stories about this, as well as Unicast data, Facebook is launching new tools to its Data for Good program to develop disease prevention maps showing how people move around regions. The maps include co-location data, the probability that people in one area will come into contact with each other, movement range trends. This data shows at a regional level whether people are staying at home. In the San Francisco Bay Area, for instance, a higher proportion population is sheltering in place, in part because tech jobs allow for remote work. A social connectedness index. This data reveals friendships across states to show the areas where people might need more support. Meanwhile, Technonix and Xmode, two companies that focus on the use of tracking data, have released a map specifically focused on the travel of those who visited the beach in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in March, many who were the spring breakers who made national news for ignoring public health warnings. The data is available in a video showing the spread of just those people across the country. Links to both in the show notes. So why do we care? Said a number of times, I believe regulation is coming to our industry, and have all the data points to show it, both at a large company level with big tech and privacy, and at a small company one with MSPs and security. The public is concerned about this. These moves are happening unregulated. We know that this data is being used by government to make decisions about public health right now. The governor of Tennessee has said as much. There's a healthy debate to be had about what we should be doing, and admittedly, will be harder to corral later. The New York Times has a piece focused on the impact to education of the move to remote learning. The headline? Teachers are reporting less than half their students are participating in online learning. The absence rate is particularly high in schools with many low-income students. The struggles are across school districts of both large and small sizes. Los Angeles reports about a third of its high school students were not logging in for classes, and rural communities have problems with students unserved by internet providers. The full article is linked in the show notes. So why do we care? The availability of the technology is not just socially bad, it limits the opportunity. This crisis is exposing the disparity pretty badly. I've commented before on the contract for the web and the need to ensure everyone has access to the internet. There's a business angle to this as well. This is severely limiting the opportunity to deliver services to these underserved geographies and markets. Is the internet a utility? If it is, we need to be making sure everyone has it. Per reporting in Channelnomics, Ingram Micro is warning of an increase in fraudulent orders. The distributor is urging its partners to double-check customer accounts for signs of fraudulent activity after they discovered fake orders placed by hackers and criminals. Some of the signs that an order is fake include customers submitting orders by email or online without live interaction, customers not pushing back on pricing or accepting the first price given, ordering more product than they have employees, requesting shipment to a new or unusual address, and requesting for products they don't usually buy. So why do we care? I've talked a lot about cybercrime related to the pandemic as a consequence, but it's worth noting that good old-fashioned fraud is a problem too. Criminals are taking advantage of the situation in every way they can. The list provided is actually good guidance in general, not just specifically now. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're really liking the content, you can support us directly by signing up at patreon.com/MSPradio. Anybody who signs up during our launch offer will get a private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on Patreon to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Thanks for listening. I'm still looking into all the various kinds of advice that vendors are giving. If you've got insights you want to provide, send them my way. My email is dave@mspradio.com. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.